Scandal, charges of insider trading, allegations of leaked documents, and billions of dollars at stake. And we're talking about fantasy sports, specifically two companies that are trying to move fantasy sports into the mainstream, DraftKings and FanDuel. And all this after an employee at DraftKings admitted to accidentally posting confidential data last week, and then that same employee also happened to make $350,000 at the rival betting site FanDuel. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch joins us now in the studio to explain. Hi there, Kurt.
Hey, Meghna.
Okay, so Kurt, so the website Daily Fantasy Sports Report first pointed out this error from the DraftKings employee, but why is all this being called insider trading?
Well, it's being called insider trading because it's almost like these are stock exchanges, except rival stock exchanges that are trading exactly the same stock. So what this employee did was posted information that gave insight into how professional sports players, how popular they were in fantasy lineups. And of course, you know, this is where people put together make-believe rosters of actual players. And if your fantasy roster outplays another fantasy roster, then you win. So knowing roughly, you know, how many people like certain players can be kind of valuable. And so that's what makes it akin to insider trading. Now, DraftKings says that that employee did not have that information in time to change his roster, but the coincidence with his jackpot is what is raising flags.
Yeah, and as we said, $350,000. And in a statement, FanDuel and DraftKings said there's no evidence, right, that the employee misused any information. But is it common for employees of these companies to bet on rival sites?
It is common, or at least it was until now. Employees of these companies have won prize money at rival sites. And, you know, a lot of people work at FanDuel and DraftKings because they were fans of fantasy sports in the first place, including DraftKings founder Jason Robbins. I talked to him before the scandal broke, and I asked him to explain how daily fantasy wagers are not like gambling. And here's how he explained it.
Is all based around research, knowledge, being able to have an intuition and really understand, you know, what the matchups are going to be like, what the coach's game plan is likely to be, which players are poised for a breakout. People that are good at that are able to win at a high rate.
So it's clear that knowledge is valuable. And, you know, if you know that out of the thousands of entries at your company that a certain player is statistically undervalued, you know, you can use that information over at a rival company to increase your chances of winning. But the two companies have put an end to that for now. They've banned their workers from playing daily fantasy sports for money at other websites, not just the ones they work at.
Okay, so there's a gray area in the regulation of these sites, Kurt, because of course betting on pro sports is illegal in most states, but these companies have relationships with some professional sports teams. So what's going on?
Yeah, leagues and TV broadcasters and owners of these sports teams have welcomed fantasy sports because it makes their games and their broadcasts more exciting for fans. Not, you know, they don't just want to watch their home team. The owners of the Dallas Cowboys and the New England Patriots, they've invested in these companies. They're part owners. ESPN, Fox, and NBC have marketing deals. And that's all based on current protection under federal law that these are games of skill and don't need to be regulated by like gambling. Now, some states disagree, but this scandal definitely makes the industry look more shady, more like Las Vegas. No offense, Las Vegas. And that's only going to invite regulation and oversight that these companies would rather do without.